Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is Friday, April 4th, and it is time for our special guest joining me in studio this morning, Dr. Jeffrey Wilson. He's the chair and director of choral activities in the Department of Music at Greenville College in Greenville, Illinois. Dr. Wilson, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you, Andy. It's great to be here.
And you're here today because you are serving as the guest conductor, is that correct, for Bach at the Sem?
That's correct. And I'm really excited about that.
This Sunday at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. And is this your first time with Bach at the Sem?
No, back in 2011, my college choir and chamber singers sang a concert with Bach at the Sem. It was Dr. Barrick's last concert. And we did the Christlagen Todesbanden Cantata, as well as the Magnificat by Bach.
Very good. Very good. I like how you can just say the German ever so nice.
And thank you.
I sang in German in high school, but I'm not very good at speaking it. So, so what do we have for the lineup at this event this Sunday?
Well, this Sunday we have two complete cantatas, and the first and last chorus of a third cantata, and then the program ends with the final chorus of Handel's Messiah.
Uh-huh. Now, we're a little bit early on that. It's not quite Easter yet.
We're not. That's right. We're a little early. The first two cantatas really set things up, and they're really seasonal. Mm-hmm. The first cantata, Jesu nahm zu sich die Zwölfe, Jesus said, or took the 12 to himself and said, let us go to Jerusalem, set the stage for Palm Sunday. And the second cantata, King of Heaven, Welcome, or Himmelskönig sei willkommen, really is Palm Sunday, where Jesus enters Jerusalem. And then there's some reflection upon what he does after that.
So we're really getting this whole season, this whole holy season, all in what, just a matter of hours?
Less than 2 hours, yes.
Well, how long does it take to prepare for a performance like this, or a presentation?
Well, the chorus actually began preparing last year. We had this same concert scheduled for Palm Sunday last year, and you may remember we had a large snowstorm. Mm-hmm. So we did all the preparation, and we're ready for the concert on Palm Sunday in late March, and we got 12 inches of snow. So that particular concert was canceled, or I should say postponed.
For a whole year.
For a year. Now, I don't think the chorus has been practicing for a whole year since then. I think they picked this up probably in February again. They rehearsed once a month. Mm-hmm. And I met with them Monday night, this past Monday night, for a few hours, and the orchestra as well. I met with soloists Tuesday evening, and we have a dress rehearsal Saturday, and Sunday is the concert.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about your background. You come to us from Greenville College in Greenville, Illinois. Tell us about your background as a musician.
Well, Greenville is about 45 miles east of St. Louis on I-70. And I did not grow up in southern Illinois. I grew up in northern Illinois near Rockford, Illinois, a big Lutheran, Swedish Lutheran area. And I attended college at Augustana College in Rock Island, Illinois, where I majored in music, piano, and minored in organ and voice. And then I went to graduate school at the University of Illinois, where I did choral studies. First, I did a master's in choral music and some music education work. I taught for a while, then went back to the U of I and completed my DMA in choral conducting and literature. And after I finished there, then I moved to Greenville with my family, and we've been there for about 18 years.
Wonderful, and conducting great music at Greenville.
Yeah, we have wonderful students there, and I have great colleagues. And I work with several choirs there and chair the department and teach voice and conducting and church music.
Very good. Well, tell us about this first selection that you've chosen for us to listen to today.
Well, this is the opening of the first cantata on the program, Cantata 22, Jesus Took the 12 to Himself. And it begins with a tenor solo, the evangelist, if you will, who sets up the story, and then a bass sings some about telling his disciples it's time for us to go to Jerusalem, and that's followed by a chorus. And even though the chorus sounds very confident about going to Jerusalem, the text makes it very plain that they really don't know what is happening. And so this is the opening chorus to Bach Cantata 22.
And I'll let you introduce the name of it again.
Oh, yes. Jesu Nam zu sich die Zwölfe.
That's much better than my German. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoying some Bach this morning on his time right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO. We have more coming up in just a little bit with Dr. Jeffrey Wilson from Greenville College to talk about Bach at the Seine right after this break. Stick around for more on listener-supported worldwide KFUO.
God said, "I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
My name is Rebecca. After fleeing Sudan and spending years in a refugee camp, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service placed me with a foster family in the U.S. I couldn't have survived without a home, friends, and community to embrace me. Every refugee needs help on their journey. Nobody can do it on their own. For 75 years, LIRS has transformed over 500,000 lives through ministries of mercy and justice. Go to lirs.org/KIT to join us and work with refugees like me to brighter tomorrows.
Hello, I'm Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast for KFUO. We totally depend on the gracious supporters who want this gospel voice to continue and expand as the messenger of good news of Christ. A wonderful part of this support is our underwriters, an ever-increasing number, and so we ask you to find out who they are by checking them out on our website or as you hear them here on KFUO. Write, call, or tell them how much you appreciate their support of Worldwide KFUO.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with Dr. Jeffrey Wilson. He is from Greenville College, Director of Choral Activities and the Department of Music there at Greenville. I apologize. We have like six Concordia universities in the building today. Greenville College and not Concordia University in Greenville, but Greenville College in Greenville, Illinois. And he is conducting Bach at the Seine coming up at Concordia Seminary this Sunday at 3 p.m. and enjoying some great music. I always love it when we get to talk about Bach at the Seine because we get to enjoy some great music right here in the studio. Mm-hmm. So tell us what else is in the lineup. We've already talked about the first piece.
Yes, the second cantata, Himmelskönig sei willkommen, or Heaven's King, welcome, mm-hmm. is a welcome to Jesus and his disciples into Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And so after we have the journey to Jerusalem and reflections upon what that means, there's a joyful entry on Palm Sunday. And at the same time, there are different singers that reflect upon what that means. Yeah, for Christ to come and sacrifice himself for our sins. And so in addition to the joyous music, there's some very intense devotional music that's dedicated to the idea of Jesus' sacrifice.
Very good. Well, shall we listen?
Yes.
All right, very good.
Oh,
Today we're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Wilson from Greenville College in Greenville, Illinois, about Bach at the Sem coming up this weekend at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Wilson, what are you looking forward to most about Bach at the Sem this weekend?
Well, I really have enjoyed working with the musicians, both singers and instrumentalists. And so that's something I just delight in. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to work with more mature musicians than my college musicians. I also just really enjoy the music. And during this number of times that I've attended Bach at the Sem prior to coming and conducting, the thing that I always came away with, I was refreshed musically because of the great music, but spiritually I was always refreshed. I know Dr. Berk, that was just part and parcel of what he did. And I teach at a Christian college, at Greenville College, and it's the same sort of thing that we do. And so to bring my students to Bach at the Sem, and now myself to Bach at the Sem, it's just a wonderful experience for me spiritually. So,
and what a great time of year to get to enjoy. Bach just conveys the scriptures so clearly, so well.
And so well.
Well, you've chosen an aria for us to hear just a little bit of.
Yes, this is from Cantata 182, the same cantata we just heard, the chorus, opening chorus from, and it's the alto aria. And Catherine Lawton Brown will be singing this aria Sunday afternoon. She's a wonderful singer. She used to actually teach at Greenville College, and that was one of my early connections with the school. And this is just a wonderful, more reflective piece of music that reflects on Christ's suffering and what that means for me.
Very good. We are enjoying some great Bach this morning, and if you like Bach, then this weekend you want to check out Bach at the Sem at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. The guest conductor is Dr. Jeffrey Wilson from the music department. He's the chair of the music department at Greenville College in Greenville, Illinois, and has prepared with the choir just some great Bach pieces. A little bit about the last few pieces that I think we can squeeze in our last few minutes here.
Well, after the Palm Sunday entrance, of course, the crucifixion happens and the resurrection. And even though we don't have a cantata that really focuses on the resurrection, interim director Gerald Becker decided to put in some joyful choruses. And so cantata 143, the opening and closing choruses of Lobe den Herrn, meine Seele, Praise the Lord, My Soul, are right after this. Actually, there's a congregational song, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, and then these closing choruses. And then the end of the program is one of the great masterpieces in the choral orchestral literature that is not written by Bach, written by George Frederick Handel. This is the chorus, Worthy is the Lamb, the closing chorus from Messiah.
Worthy is the Lamb, the closing chorus from Messiah.
It's probably just wrong to cut off in the middle of a handle piece like that, isn't it? But we are out of time. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for being our guest on His Time this morning. It's been a pleasure talking with you this morning, and I know that there will be just great music this weekend at Bach at the Sam at Concordia Seminary, Sunday, April 6th, 3 p.m. Dr. Wilson, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy. We hope to see many of you there on Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Matt Wood from Concordia Lutheran Church in Maplewood, Missouri. Stick around for more His Time right after this on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.